going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, coming to you live on a happy hour Friday from Flowery Branch, the happiest place on earth. We are at Falcons headquarters this morning after the first round of the NFL draft last night. We're here for the next 3 hours. Duke Sabel going to be up here as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man. It's a wonderful, happy, never been more happy to drive up to Flowery Branch and sit in the closet than I am today, Andy.
It's the happiest closet in Georgia.
The happiest closet in Georgia right now, man. Yeah, but what an outstanding, in my opinion, you know, there's always going to be
sure
whatever. And we'll talk about it. We have 3 hours to do it. Obviously, we'll talk to Terry. 1:30 today?
Terry Fontenot, okay. General manager of the Atlanta Falcons at 1:30 today.
Yeah. Well, first, the setup was unbelievable. The draft, the whole thing. It looked so cool and everything like that. And then, you know, it was you're sitting there and you're like, okay, why is this guy dropping? Why is this guy dropping? Oh, then you're at 13. I'm sitting there at 13. And when who was picked 13?
Kenneth Green.
And then there's the damn Colts. So I'm sitting there like, okay, the Colts are taking Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
They're taking the tight end.
They didn't expect him to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
From all we heard, they were planning on taking Colston Loveland.
Yes. And then my favorite, I had to tweet it, my favorite meme or whatever, the dude on the balcony with the smile. I was like, and there it is.
And here we go.
And he's sitting
the
there.
Ball is in the your ball court,
is
Falcons.
In your court right now. And I had to tweet that real quick.
So as the clock is ticking down, right? Because that was the slowest 10 minutes of the night.
Yes, it was.
Like, I don't know if somehow the space-time continuum got thrown off or if they used a different – they were using a sundial or what it was. But time slowed down to an absolute crawl during that 10 minutes.
Yes.
As it went and it ticked down and it got closer and closer to zero, what's going through your mind? You can say it.
Yeah,
me too.
Yes,
Everyone was thinking the same thing.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I was. Because I'm thinking you got Jalen, you have James Pierce Jr., who I did say they were going to pick in the first round.
You did?
They picked him later.
You did.
And then I said Walter Nolan. I was like, these three guys are here. Because what did we talk about? Guys that we didn't talk about. Then you remember when we do our takeaways, they ate right off all those names real fast. So I was pleasantly surprised. I thought that, you know, for them to be able – because we talk about impact players, and it's all about your preference and who you view as a blue chipper or whatever you want to. I think the Falcons came up with two blue chip players.
I think so, too.
If we go back to right before the college football season started, and you looking at stuff, and this guy, James Pierce, was listed, people looked at him as the best pass rusher in the country, you know, and – obviously,
and by some measurements this year, he was.
And, you know, I don't give a damn about that stuff. I was going to try to be like, well, you know, he pass rush percentage and all that, win rating, because you know how I am against it. But I was going to see, can I put this in my argument and don't look like a hypocrite? But he is really good.
Yeah, I mean, he got to the quarterback a ton.
Yes.
We don't have to dig that deep into stats.
Yes, but he is
got to the quarterback.
He is a he's a war daddy. He's a damn war daddy. And we talked about, and that's why I brought it up in the 1 o'clock hour about the character part about the evaluation. That's why Mike Green's not there. That's why he is dropped into the second round.
Yep.
It ain't got nothing to do with his play.
Right.
It has a lot to do with the character part about it. I was saying thing about James Pierce. We knew about that. I saw somewhere where Terry and Waxon, when he gets here, they had a conversation with his mama.
Yeah, and, no, they had a lot of conversations. Yeah, they met with his mom and him on Wednesday.
Yes.
They based on what I was listening to from last night and other things, quotes from Terry Fontenot, they've been looking into James Pierce and his circle and his whatever for like a year because they've liked him so much.
Yes.
But it's like, all right, now what is it that people are concerned about when you talk about James Pierce and, quote, character issues? And that's such a tough kind of broad term.
It is.
Because people put so many different things up underneath it. Some things much worse than others.
Correct.
And in my reading on James Pierce, and maybe I missed some stuff, the character issues, quote unquote, were he got pulled over for having some expired tabs one time.
Exactly.
And there's some questions about, like, how does he handle coaching?
Yes.
But you know what I mean?
And that's
like, in the grand scheme of things, as far as, quote, character issues go, like, that's, you know.
Exactly. But that's how the NFL is. You know that.
Right.
That's how the NFL, they dig and dig and dig.
I'm just saying it's important to verbalize it because you can just hear character issues and be like, well, what did he do? Based on what I could find,
that's
what it was.
Because they dig. I mean, they talked to my damn high school guidance counselor. So they will dig and dig and dig and try to find a reason not to draft you. But obviously, Ra and Terry look at the environment and the culture that they have here, especially Ra. You know, him, the kind of coach he is, the kind of man he is with his players. We don't have any words about that. And so, you know, when you saw that pick and I don't give a damn what they gave up to get James Pierce. Because you know what? Next year ain't here yet. You know what I mean? Like, they got the most important thing right last year. They got a young quarterback on a rookie deal. All right? So you ain't got to worry about all that next year. They're going to be good enough not to be in the top 10, hopefully. If something disastrous happens or something like that.
It feels like
it would have to be a disaster for this pick to be something where they picked the Michael Penix or something like that. So you got that. Then you bring in two young bulls to go with Leonard Floyd and AK and you got all these guys now that Jeff Auburn can just put in different places, man. And the best thing about this is those guys we got here, they're working out, right? The veterans that are out there on the field, there's a lot of guys that saw that on the defense like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they just took two first-round edge rushers.
Let me go put another plate on this thing.
Let me make sure my off-season workout routine is
Let me go put another plate on this thing.
That depth just got a little deeper.
Yeah.
Whereas I might have been getting X amount of snaps last year, that just cut right into that.
Let me go put another plate.
Because not only did they get those guys, they got those guys knowing I was here.
Yes.
So they knew they needed guys in front of me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's gonna level up everything, man, on that defense. And when you get those type of guys, because Jalen is he's a chess piece, man. He can play all over the field. He can rush off the edge. He can blitz. He can play off the ball. Preferably, you would want him to play more on the line of scrimmage, but he can play off the ball. But I think that when you get him and you put all these games and ETs, I bet Jeff Albrecht up there like, hell yeah.
Well, you saw him on TV last night damn near tackle Terry Fontenot when they made the phone call for James Pierce. Yeah. I was like, because I didn't recognize him with his hat off.
Right.
You recognize the beard, but I had never seen him with his hat off before. And I was like, who's that guy trying to tackle Fontenot? Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, man.
That's Ulbricht. He's incredibly excited. They got him two pass rushers to go along with Leonard Floyd, who they signed this offseason. And that takes me back to something we talked about when the Falcons season ended last year, which was, how do you stop this cycle of mediocrity? Well, maybe you break away from the way that you've treated one side of the ball.
Right.
Maybe treat it with a little bit more emphasis.
Right.
I don't know how they could have treated it with any more emphasis between then and now.
No,
you know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
They spent the money they had on that side of the ball so far this offseason. They didn't have that much money.
Right.
But they allocated it towards the defensive side. Obviously, Leonard Floyd, being a veteran pass rusher, has been very productive in a lot of different spots. This makes him even like... That makes me like that signing even more now with these two guys. So now he's a part of sort of a rotation or the depth. Obviously, you signed some secondary. You signed a linebacker. But then to go into the first round twice last night and address it is exactly what we've been asking for for years, which is not just draft a pass rusher. It's put an emphasis on the defensive side of the football and place a priority on that side of the football that's equal to the priority that you've placed on offense in this team building process.
Uh-huh.
And they finally did it. They got a guy at 26 that we would have been happy with at 15.
Yes.
And they got a guy at 15 that we didn't think was going
to
be there.
Correct.
I mean,
it's hard to
you
say,
know?
It's hard to say you didn't win. Now, they obviously got to go do the
dude. Of course. Who knows how they're going to play?
Yeah, exactly. They still got to go do the dude. But when you tell me that you got two war daddies, because I watch both of them play, and they are straight up ass whippers. All right, that's what they are. They're straight up ass whippers. When you put that with what you have right now, you have no choice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
But to be good. Now, obviously, you still got to go play. They should be good, Andy. They, like you just said, the emphasis on defense was the main focus from the damn combine.
Yep.
When they sent everybody up there to watch this defensive player.
It was not a smokescreen.
It was not a smokescreen. It was not a smokescreen. They were hell-bent on getting some personnel that could help this team get out of this defensive rut that they're in, the back half of all the defensive damn categories. They wanted to make sure that we will not be there. And if we're going to lose, it's going to be because our damn offense turnover the ball. It's not going to be because we can't stop no damn body.
Right.
Or we can't sack the quarterback or affect the quarterback. It's going to be because Michael Penix is throwing four interceptions a damn game.
Sure.
That's the emphasis.
Sure. And you love to see it. Again, after all these years of wanting them to do this, they finally did it, and they did it twice. Of course, now they've got to go out on the field and prove it and win and play well and all that kind of stuff. But at least from an off-season standpoint, you can look at the philosophy of it and say, okay, I understand it.
Yes.
I understand how they went about this off-season and trying to address the needs that they have. Now you just have to hope that they work. At what point pre-15, because obviously by the time the 14th pick was made, we at least knew he was going to be there, Jalen Walker at 15. But at what point in the first 14 picks were you like, huh, this is interesting.
Yes.
As soon as the Jets took Membu out of Missouri, I was like, all right,
but
that's cool.
We kept saying they were going to take him. Yeah. We kept saying that might take him. Yeah.
But there was some thought that they might take Tyler Warren, or who knows. It's the Jets. You never know what they're going to do. So as soon as they took him, it's like, all right, that's cool. So there's a guy that's a little bit further down that might not have been there. And then as soon as the Panthers took Tet McMillan, I was like, wow, okay. Because every mock draft had them taking Jalen Walker.
Right.
He was mocked to them for months.
Right.
So as soon as they did that, and then the Saints took Kelvin Banks, it was like, wow, okay, they're both still on the board.
Yeah.
Michael Williams and Jalen Walker are still on the board. This is crazy.
Yes.
And then you kind of start doing the math, and I was trying to like soften the blow, assuming that they weren't going to do it still. I was like, all right, so they're Michael Williams and Jalen Walker are on the board.
Right.
But you know what? I also really like Walter Nolan.
Yes.
He's still on the board.
Yes.
I really like Mike Green. He's on the board. I'm trying to like make it less terrible when they didn't do it. And then when you got to 14 and Tyler Warren came off the board, it was like, just please don't do the thing that everybody thinks you're going to do.
Right.
Just take him. Just take him.
Yep.
Just take him. And then they did.
Yep.
I was shocked. I was genuinely shocked.
I was more shocked by the coming back in to the first. Because, you know, when you think about coming back in to the first round and giving up.
Was I more shocked?
Giving
by
up.
Is nah, I'm more shocked that they took Jalen Walker 15. I'm more shocked that they did that.
I love it. I mean, I think, you know, I'm with you on the time. That's what I was like, damn, will you hurry up?
What are you waiting for?
Why are we taking all 10 minutes if you know who you got? Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was.
They were doing something.
Hopefully, it wasn't one of them things where you try to talk yourself out of it. Like, or maybe he might have been on the phone with a team, or somebody might want to come up.
Maybe
that could have been it. But I mean,
if only we got a chance to ask him
When they said Jay, I was like, I didn't hear the whole damn name. I heard Jay. I'm like, hell yeah! Because since I heard Jay, there was no other Jay on the draft.
James Pierce.
That's what I'm saying. Yay, because it was Jay. I was like, oh, because I was like.
Oh, so either one.
I'm going to happen with either one of those guys.
And man, I got both of them. I put my phone down and put it on the other side of the room because I didn't want Twitter to give it away.
Right.
Because Twitter was tipping picks. I understand.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have
all the picks are a little earlier than the TV, but I was like, I want to experience this, what I assume is going to be misery in real time.
Yes.
And then it was glory.
Yes.
They took him. They took a Georgia guy.
I love it.
In the first round.
Yeah, man.
The first time ever.
I had to do this damn video. Couldn't get it right because Bash ass was in the video. No clothes on.
Bash being in the video made it even better. That was a great video.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. We know what's trending. We'll tell you about the rest of the first round of the draft as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
With the 15th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia.
The way you can move him around and do a lot of different things. He can play stack. He can play off the edge side. He can do so many different things. And again, an unbelievable person. He's one of those guys that when you know who he is as a person, he just one of those guys that won't fail. You love the makeup and love the characters.
You got Terry Fontenot talking about Jalen Walker there. Obviously, Roger Goodell announcing the pick at 15. And as we all sat there holding our breath once he took the podium and the pick was in and he was going to say who it was, there was sort of, at least in my experience on social media and texting friends and folks both here and around the country, there's kind of like two shocked reactions that people had. The local shocked reaction was, oh, my God, they actually did it.
Right.
They took the guy that we wanted.
Right.
And he went to Georgia, and it was in the first round.
Right.
And he was there, and they didn't pass on him. Like, all the shock of the Falcons actually doing what you wanted them to do. And then a lot of people, and I understand this. If you're not here, why would you know this? The reaction to the fact that the Falcons had never taken a Georgia Bulldog in the first round before.
Yeah.
People were like, really? That? How they manage that?
All these years. Right the street.
All these years.
Right. And there has been Georgia.
Good as that program's been.
There's been Georgia Dogs that have been drafted right before them and right after.
Uh-huh.
And so, but
there's been guys available.
There has been.
They finally did it.
There was one the other day.
Hallelujah.
But, oh, man. Just a great feeling. Just, you know, I tell you all the time, I love me some damn Falcon fans. I love the fact that they're happy.
Yes.
I love that. I have not seen any negative about anything right now. I'm sure, still early.
I did. There was some people mad they gave up too much to get back into the first round.
I don't give a damn.
And that was my reaction to that.
Get over yourself.
Take a breath.
Really? You're mad that they gave up too much.
Get the hell out of here. About taking pass rushers for years.
And they got two.
And they finally got two guys who we've raved about.
Yes.
Like, and that's the other thing.
Yes.
Like, yesterday we were like, will they take a guy we even talked about? They took two guys.
Yes.
We spent a ton of time talking about because they're two of the best guys available at the position. And they got them. And, yeah, you know people are. You give some people $1 million, they'd complain that the bills are wrinkled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still. I mean, I love it. I love the fact that they went out and addressed two needs, two playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. That's what they are. They're two playmakers, Bunk, interchangeable, can play all over. I told you before, they some straight ass whoopers, man. And the thing about it is, you think we lying, go watch the tape.
Yeah.
Just go watch the tape.
Yeah, I mean.
Go watch the tape.
Yeah, there's no homerism. There's no like Falcons-colored glasses or Georgia-colored glasses or tenant, whatever. Like,
yes.
These guys are incredible.
Go watch the tape.
Why do you think he was there at 15?
It's the draft.
I mean, it's only 14 picks, and teams have all these needs. But we said yesterday, like, if either one of them was going to be there, it would be much more likely that it would be Mikel.
Right.
Just with injury concerns
because
and stuff like
of everything we had read and got our mind focused on.
Sure.
It's the draft. Guys drop good players. There's so many good players that are going to be taken tonight.
So many
good players. It's unbelievable how many good players there are that's going to continue into tomorrow. And so that's all I can say is, like, why'd he drop or whatever. It's the draft. It's not necessarily –
it's hard to even say drop.
But the thing about it is, it's because you're so fixated on mock drafts and everybody had him in the top 10 that when he doesn't go there, they're like, oh, well, why is he dropping?
Well, and here's why I would say it's not a drop, because there's no other edge rusher outside of Mykel Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a linebacker, but you know what I mean. A guy that's getting to the quarterback that went before him. I mean, it's not like – a bunch of other players were selected at that position, and then Jalen Walker was dropping down the board because of something.
Right.
It was just, no, I mean, the Panthers decided they wanted a wide receiver.
Yeah.
So they took a wide receiver. I'm glad they did. The Saints decided they needed to address their offensive line.
Which
so they took Kelvin Banks, which is awesome because Jalen Walker owned that dude twice. So now hopefully he gets to own him twice a year for the next however many years.
Get you some.
Kelvin's in New Orleans. And on down. Now, when the 49ers came up, I was like pretty convinced they were going to take one of them,
right?
You know, just because, I mean, they need that obviously, but then those two guys just both feel like they fit so well with the 49ers do. So I'm actually, I mean, yeah, either one of them would have been great here. I'm very thankful that Jalen Walker was available at 15 and the Falcons took him, but I'm happy for Mykel Williams because that's a great spot to go
to.
It is. Like, it's a really good team on a really good defensive line, and he's exactly what they need.
Exactly, man. And he has a ward that is going to play on the opposite side of him in Bosa, and he's going to get plenty of one-on-one opportunities. So, yeah, I love that fit for him. Congratulations to him also. You know, we talk a lot about this young man. You know, all the hype the hype coming into Georgia.
Yeah.
All the hype there. Then he gets banged up. And the biggest thing about him was he's tough. Meaning he played through that injury. He was not like – everybody knew he was – everybody who knows the program knew that he was never 100% this year. And obviously it went into the offseason because he couldn't do pro days and all those different things.
Yep.
And, you know, he's just going to get better. He's 20 damn years old.
Right.
He's 20 damn years old and got the body of, like, just – LT built.
Yeah, I mean, you design. He's a pass rusher you design in a lab.
Yes.
And to be 11 after all that stuff, like, if he would have been healthy this year, he might have gone before Abdul Carter.
Yes.
Like, he might have been number three to the Giants. Travis Hunter did go second overall, like we kind of thought he would. Just didn't know he was going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. And boy, am I thankful that he is.
Dude.
Because, I mean, look, I hope Mason Graham does well in Cleveland as well.
Yes.
But I really like watching Travis Hunter play. Cleveland's where dreams go to die. So I am thankful that man is not a Cleveland Brown.
I love this kid, man. I do. I mean, I've always, ever since I watched him play at Jackson State, but his damn energy is just infectious.
He's awesome.
He's just so freaking awesome. And I think the biggest thing for him was that Jacksonville is going to let him do what he wants to do. They're going to let him play both ways.
Yep.
They're going to let him play it now. I don't know how it's going to work out, but hey. Whatever, he's an amazing player, and you know what a bold move by the young GM and the young head coach.
Yeah, I love it.
A bold ass move, man.
I love it. And, this is the guy we want. Let's go get him.
Let's go get him. He's the best player in the draft. He's going to sell tickets and all those different things. And then the thing about it is, he's going to ball. Travis Hunter's going to ball. Like, some people are just natural ballers, and he is one of those dudes, man. So I'm really excited for him.
Duval.
Yeah, and that guy also. But I think the funny one was leading up to the draft, you started hearing everybody was trying to get him to get Ashton Jeanty.
Uh-huh.
And he fell right where he's supposed to. Ashton Jeanty is supposed to be a Raider.
Okay.
He's supposed to be
a Raider.
He fits the mold to me. And people were talking about coming up Jacksonville. I said, no. I don't like Jackson. I like him with the damn Raiders and Pete Carroll.
Well, you knew Pete Carroll was going to take a running back if he got the opportunity to.
He's going to take one of them.
Yeah.
Either one of them. And then they're going to put that ball in his belly. He's going to have damn near 300 carries this year. And that's what you do to rookie running backs. You run their ass up, and then see if they got some tread left. You might extend them. I ain't extending you. Nah, we're going to get me another one.
We'll give you a fifth year.
Yeah, we'll get a fifth year.
The fifth year option.
And then I'm going to get me another one.
Yeah, and we're going to give you about 300 yards, 300 touches, 350 touches, because he'll catch the ball, too, over the next 5 years.
Yes.
That's like 1,700 touches.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, we'll get another one.
We're going to try to win as much as we can.
Exactly.
Because they got Geno now. Obviously, Pete Carroll's there, which is a much more steadying force. Brock Bowers is already there. Things got better very quickly for the Raiders. All right, so the Falcons did what they did at 15. They made everyone, seemingly, I'm sure there's people upset out there, but by and large, it seems like everyone's happy with what they did at 15. And then they came back in the first round and did this.
The Los Angeles Rams have traded the 26th pick to the Atlanta Falcons. With the 26th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select James Pierce Jr., defensive end, Tennessee.
Pierce, as a pass rusher, I mean, just look at the numbers. Even if you don't watch tape, look at the numbers. Highest pressure rate in football, and that's great. And it's been consistent 2 years. I mean, this is a productive player. He can get off the ball. He's explosive. He's sudden. He's twitchy. He plays with violence. And so, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, he's disruptive in that way. Really flies around. Love the way he plays. Love the way he competes.
That's the thing, Buck. They both can play the run. I mean, that's the great thing. Like Terry was saying, they're very violent with their hands. They believe in violence on the football field, and you love to see that in the defensive players. And I'm telling you, I didn't have my phone with me because, like you said, not necessarily wanting to not be tipped off a pick, just didn't have it. And so when I look at the TV, I'm like, hold on, well, did that say Atlanta Falcons are on the clock?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on?
What do you mean on the clock? They already picked.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, dog. I was like, oh, okay.
How much time did you have before the pick was made to realize they were on the clock?
Not much.
Not much, okay.
Yes, not much.
So you didn't really have time to start thinking like
because
that. Did you have time to come up with what they were going to do?
Because when they got on the clock, when I saw it, it was like 4 minutes and 37 seconds. And
okay,
I was like,
you had a little bit of time.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, man, what did I get?
Who did you start daydreaming about?
Because
I got pretty aggressive with my daydream.
All I said to myself, I said Pierce is there.
Yeah.
And I said Green is there.
Yeah.
I said one of those two.
I wasn't thinking either one of those things.
What were you thinking?
I was like, they're gonna double down on the Georgia guys. They're gonna take Malachi Starks.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna say to all the Georgia fans that have been screaming at him for decades, we hear you. All right. We got Jalen Walker, and then we're going to take him, and then they did. Whatever. I'm happy with what they did.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't think Malachi, because I always thought Malachi was going to be a damn Raven.
God.
I always thought he was going to be a Raven.
There's just certain things
yes.
that you can count on
yes.
every year.
Yes.
And the Baltimore Ravens are going to take a guy that yes. I love in the first yes. round every yes. single year. Him and Kyle Hamilton.
Yes.
It's going to be such a good duo.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
That was the only thing Malachi said. No, Malachi's going to be a
I just started daydreaming. I was like, they're going to get all of them. And then, I don't know, maybe tomorrow they're going to get Chaz Chambliss. I don't know what they're going to do. Dan Jackson in the seventh. It's the new Philadelphia Eagles. A coverage of the NFL draft continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game all the way through the final pick on Saturday at 6 p.m. Don't forget, we have pick-by-pick coverage of the second and third rounds tonight at 6 o'clock, followed by a late-night wrap-up show where we take your calls and reaction. It's all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. The NFL draft continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to take your calls next. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. React to the first round of the NFL draft that the Falcons had last night. Two picks, both pass rushers, one from Georgia. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. we get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.